Captain Rusty Ship is at the helm of the band, Rusty Ship, and he's back on the antidote. Russ, as always, it's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Great to be here as always.
Do you have any idea how many times you've been on the antidote?
Is this my fourth, maybe, or third?
This is number five.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay.
Well, obviously, there's always a good reason to have you here on the show. You know what I should do, though, is I should get you to fill in the antidote listeners about who else is involved in Rusty Ship.
Sure. Well, I am the captain at the helm, so to speak, the frontman, Rusty Ship of the band Rusty Ship. I do the songwriting, the singing, the guitar. I started the band. I couldn't do it without my co-pilot, AJ Newton. He's our drummer. And he and I have been doing this for, I think, 7 years at this point, something like that. And he's my right-hand man. And we got our bass player, Doug Webster. You'll see him at the shows that we play at. He's a great performer. And then my wife, Joy Soleil, she does a lot of work with the band and helps us out. She's our manager. And so that's most of the crew. And then we got some other people that kind of go in and out.
You already know that I'm impressed by everything you've done in the past. Now with Capsized Empire, you've released another winner. But you have to tell me, is it difficult to create something fresh?
It is and it isn't. I mean, for me, it's just so much a part of my nature. It's just me doing what I do as an artist. And I'm blessed to have the structure and security in my life that can afford me to keep being experimental and creative, to keep just radiating the natural essence that is my soul. I'm very blessed. And some of that has to do with Christianity, honestly, because so many of the pitfalls that get in the way of artists blossoming are put in check by the health that comes with Christianity and the structure and the focus of all of it. So yeah, as far as it being a winner, it's a very difficult process. Very, very difficult. This album was difficult to make. Our last album was difficult to make, but that's just how it goes if you're trying to do something that is high standards.
Exactly.
Ambitious, you know, you put your neck on the line with doing something really artistic. You know, some people are going to hate it, but you have to do it anyway if you really believe in it and you love it.
Isn't it awful when a band or an artist, they just get back into doing the same old thing every time? It is uncreative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, our albums are always creative, but even though they're creative, I don't want to do the same kind of creative stuff. I want to do new and different creative stuff, stuff that we haven't done. And, you know, on this album, it's no exception. It's like, well, we've never done this before, never tried this style before. I want every album to be kind of like that.
Oh, it's true, because you go through such a variety of music styles in this. Like the one song that I'm hearing, it sounds a little surf rock, but it's almost like it's got a ska beat, even though it's rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we try to incorporate all kinds of different styles. Those are the bands I like. Those are the bands I listen to, the ones that keep you hooked from the beginning of the album to the end. And you do it through a variety of styles. So that's the music I love. So naturally, that's what I want to make for other people.
Well, with the new one, Capsized Empire, it's the follow-up to Dark Side of the Ocean. Maybe you should give us a quick overview about how the two of them relate.
Yeah. So Dark Side of the Ocean is volume one of Cosmic Innuendo, which is our larger story concept album. So Cosmic Innuendo volume one, Dark Side of the Ocean, that is starting this fiction story about somebody who dies, he drowns at sea, and the soul is taken to the bottom of the ocean and intercepted by these underwater sea angels that take the soul to their underwater kingdom, their angelic kingdom. And the angels say, well, why are these souls sinking down more and more frequently each year? Like, something bad is going on at the surface, that these people keep dying more and more every year. So we need to go to the surface and find out what's going on. When they get to the surface, that's where this album starts, volume two of Cosmic Innuendo. And it's Capsized Empire. So now it begins the story of what these angels find when they get to the surface of the ocean, and they find their way to land, and they are just spying on mankind. engaging in espionage to just observe, what is this legend of mankind that we heard about? Is it really as bad as some of the legends and the rumors that we've heard? That's what the album's about, basically.
Why don't we start at the beginning? The first song on Capsized Empire is All Aboard. Part of one verse says, "With love and spirit pointing us true north, we'll make it through the storm and build a kingdom we can call our home." Now, you got to realize that Canada is known as the true north, strong and free. Does that mean that Rusty Ship is wanting to take over our country?
You caught my subtle subliminal messaging telling everybody to, they need to basically leave America and go to Canada. No, I'm completely teasing about that. But I actually didn't know that, and that's pretty amazing to hear that. But All Aboard is actually our first Rusty Ship theme song. I wanted to do this for a long time, and it was like, I want a song that just embodies everything that is like the most quintessential Rusty Ship, and have something that kind of is our message and mission as a band in one song, using a lot of imagery from like past albums and stuff, combining it into kind of like a mission statement almost for our band and what we do.
Well, that's what I was going to be saying, because really the song is an invitation to this current musical journey. Something that is different about it is that you make the message pretty clear, and that's not always the case with Rusty Ship.
Yeah, right.
Do you usually want your listeners to ponder about your songs?
I always want them to ponder on the songs. And honestly, those are the people that are Rusty Ship fans, are the kind of people that ponder music. The people that aren't into pondering usually listen to one of our songs, they're like, eh, it's all right, and move on to the next band that's like party music that they can play in the background. So anybody who actually is a fan, who gets what we do, you can't listen to it one time and get what we do. It's for people that are like, there's something deep here. Let me dig a little deeper.
And obviously that's what catches me. That's the style of music that I lean towards. Well, one of those less obvious songs that you've done is called Nefarious.
Ooh, yeah.
The fingers of the moon reach in and pull me through these prison bars and up to the stars. Help me fly into the deep, dark blue of space or the sea. Anywhere but here. Question is here really such a bad place?
It is when you're a human trafficking victim, which is what the perspective is of that song.
And that's what inspired it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because that song, Nefarious, this is a song I've been sitting on since probably 2015. And I started writing it after I watched a movie called Nefarious, which is all about human trafficking and just this disgusting evil that's plaguing Earth. And I was so, you know, filled with angst and outrage over this that I started writing the song. And actually, this concept of human trafficking, sex slavery, it was in some ways the beginning catalyst for this whole album. And it kind of all started with the two songs, Nefarious and 1882, actually. All the other songs kind of came after that starting point of addressing evil in the world, which actually is the concept and the message of this album.
So really the intentions of Rusty Ship, the band, is trying to make social issues, bring them to light.
Yeah, very much. I mean, there are certain things we need to be outraged about, these things, but doing it in a way that is still balanced with love and grace, of course. But that doesn't mean that we should not be angry about the evils and the injustice in the world. It's like, we absolutely should, but not just be angry for anger's sake, anger that leads to action to make the world a better place. That's what we're called to do.
If there's one thing that's going to drive you to do this, then is there one issue that really dominates over anything else?
I mean, for me, definitely human trafficking and sex slavery is a big one. years back, I was thinking there's so many different ministries I could volunteer at, or I could give my money to different ministries. And I really thought a lot about it. And at the end of the day, I was like, I got to put my energy and time and money toward human trafficking. So I did a lot of volunteering in Nashville with different anti-human trafficking organizations years ago, and supported them financially as well. So that was like the ministry I picked. And actually, some of the income generated from this album is going to go towards supporting anti-human trafficking organizations.
That's impressive, because a lot of people talk the talk and they don't actually get involved.
Yeah.
Well, something I guess I should explain to our listeners is that what the style of music is that Rusty Ship is making is called nautical rock and roll. Now, with your given name being Russell Thomas Ship, it's like you were destined to make this kind of music.
In some ways, I actually wonder. Well, no, I don't wonder. Yes, I think that it actually was destiny that a quirky dude like me with a quirky name and quirky artistic desires all culminated to make this weird, wacky, Rusty Ship thing. And in some weird, wacky way, this is God's destiny and providence for me of my unique part in making the world a better place and establishing shalom on earth. It's me doing it in the Rusty Ship way.
And your parents, of course, are the founding band members. Oh, that was a weird way of putting it, but no. It's true.
It's weird, but it's kind of true.
Rusty Ship often includes a cover song on your albums. So like Dark Side of the Ocean had Pink Floyd's Us and Them. Mortal Ghost included Helter Skelter. Then he had an Audio Slave track on Liquid Exorcist. Now with Capsized Empire, you covered Paul McCartney's 1882. You got to tell me, what's the purpose of recording covers? Like, how did they help you as a band for the recording?
You know, I want to have at least one cover song on every Rusty Ship album, because it's a unique artistic opportunity from what we usually do with original songs. It's like, well, here's a challenge for me as an artist to take something that somebody already made, and how can I do my own unique artistic spin on it? All of these songs that were cover songs are songs that I loved, but my artistic vision caught hold of something that I was like, you know what? I think these artists could have done it differently in a way that maybe would have even made the track better than the original. Or I get an idea for how to make it a little different, to make it its own unique standing song that is like totally amazing for what it is. So that's usually my mission, is an artistic mission. It's not just like to get more like eyes on our album or more listens on our album for like a cheap trick of getting people to listen to our album. But 1882 was similar, but this is different than the last ones, because 1882, it's basically a Paul McCartney B-side that no one has heard, pretty much.
It's obscure.
Very obscure. But my reason this time around is that I love this song. And it's a song that I never heard of until I started listening to like Paul McCartney bootleg stuff. I'm like, wait a second, what is this song? This is amazing. Like the music, the lyrics. And there was something in me that wanted to just put more of a spotlight on this beautiful music that is just kind of like forgotten and just like sitting on the shelf. I'm like, this is amazing enough that it deserves to be dusted off and brought to the public's eye. And then also, like, how can I look at this and then make it a Rusty Ship version of it? And what ways could the song maybe be embellished upon or improved upon to make it even better than the original?
It was a really raw recording for his.
Yes. Well, the only one that was ever released until a few years ago was only the live version.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't even have it on a studio album. It was only on his live album he did in 1972 or whatever.
You're making it sound like you have a a big list of songs in your vault that you might want to cover at some point.
I do. I've got a list of songs. It's just kind of the same as in the past. There's songs that I, one, really love. Two, think that there's something that could be done with it in a new, unique, artistic way to make it either better than the original or just self-standing as an artistic form.
Well, something with this album, if people haven't already understood it yet, is that it is a concept album. And the thing is, with that type of release, it's intended to have people listen to it right from start to finish in one sitting. But that might be tough to do with Capsized Empire. I mean, it's almost an hour long.
Yeah, 1 minute short of an hour. our longest album. You know, it is long. It's kind of for those deep, hardcore fans, for sure. For anybody that gets a CD of the album, I have written out the story of the album. So I think that's going to help people really be able to piece things together and follow along. Even if they have to take a break, they have like a storyline to follow. We were thinking of maybe releasing this album in two halves because it is so long. And we were going to do that until the album creation process just was getting dragged out further and further and further. And we were like, okay, you know what? We just got to release this thing.
And I'm glad you did it the way you did it, because it is perfect that way. But I mean, 17 tracks, it does take you a while to get through all that.
Yep.
You also had some help with that. Didn't you have your fans helping out with the album?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that's a new thing we've never done before, which is really exciting. On our last crowdfunding campaign, one of the ways that we were raising money for it is like, hey, if you give us some money up front, we will let you record your voice and we will put it on the album. And which is cool for us, because this album, kind of like All Aboard, like the band theme song, getting everybody like involved in the mission of the band, part of that throughout the whole album was really truly getting our top shipmates actually on the album. So it was a collective effort with us and our fans getting them incorporated. So I wrote out a script of all the different little talking parts throughout the album, because there is, you know, there's some narration parts in this album we've never done before. There's little sound bites and stuff, kind of like funny little silly nautical puns and whatever scattered throughout. So I just wrote all that stuff on a script, sent it out to the people that contributed to the crowdfunding, and they sent me vocal recordings of them saying this stuff, and we figured out which pieces from different people fit in the best spots throughout the album. So mm-hmm. It was a cool process,
and it does add to the album itself.
Yeah, this album is unlike any that we've done before. I mean, it stands apart in so many different ways, and a big part is that the narration and the little talking sound bites and all that stuff.
You mentioned about a CD version, so you have released that.
So yes, our album was released on June 27th, and the CD was released the same day, available for purchase for anybody who wants it. I know a lot of people don't even have CD players anymore, but hey, there's something cool about having a physical version of the music. It's got some really cool artwork, and it, like I mentioned, it does have the lyrics in the album, and I spend a lot of time on the lyrics, so I really want people to read these lyrics and digest them. So I think it's important for people to read the lyrics, but then also it has the storyline of the album, the fiction story.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I've also written out basically the philosophical message that I'm communicating through these songs, through the fiction story. I've never done that before, because some of these deep truths, unfortunately, even for people that are big fans of ours, the message I'm trying to communicate sometimes goes over people's heads. And this time around, I was like, you know what? I really want to communicate clearly what these songs are trying to communicate and how the songs tie into each other philosophically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the benefit of getting the physical, is like you can read all that stuff. Yeah.
So not only are they going to sit there for an hour, then they're going to spend another hour reading through your book.
Yeah. I mean, it's like any of the albums that I listen to, that I've been listening to for 30 years. hopefully this music is good enough that it stands the test of time and people are going to listen to it, you know, for years. And every time that they listen to it, I want their curiosity to be provoked. And then it's very much music that I want people to sit on and process. And my hope is that the message becomes more and more clear. Even when they read it, you know, it's like, it's a lot to take in, a lot to sink in, even when you're just reading it straight up. And I want people to chew on it, whether it's this year or next year or 10 years from now.
Well, a few minutes ago, I spoke about cover songs. Now, I don't know if recording a traditional song counts as a cover or not. But anyway, Capsized Empire has Spanish Ladies. That song is over 400 years old. Why was it important to include it?
So naturally, I mean, if you're in a nautical rock band, you can't dance around and beat around the bush of the whole sea shanty thing. You got to like address it somehow. And we did that on Dark Side of the Ocean, our last album. We're like, okay, you know what? Let's do a sea shanty. So we just did a straight up a cappella version of Fish in the Sea, which was a traditional sea shanty. But what's the next step up from that? It's like, okay, well, what if we did a sea shanty, but instead of like doing it in the traditional sense, what if we did it like full on rusty ship nautical rock and roll? So that's what this is. Spanish Ladies. It's one of the better known sea shanties. And I love the music. It's beautiful music. And I just thought, man, this is going to be awesome to just like rock this out. By the way, side tangent, Spanish Ladies, you can hear it being sung in the movie Jaws by Quint, the old sailor. There's one scene where he's walking around singing, "Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies."
And since you brought up the whole point about film, there's a rumor going around that there's going to be a film in the works for this album and that you're casting the roles for Davy Jones, Aquaman, Jack Sparrow, and Popeye. So when do we get to see the movie?
I cannot disclose that yet, but when it happens, it's going to be a complete surprise to everybody, maybe including myself. But that is hilarious. That is awesome.
You realize if to do the movie, you have to do another cover song, VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's funny, we've actually performed the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything for our online Patreon community. The Ghost Ship is what it's called. But yeah, people have been like, can you perform that song? So we've done a few performances of it for our online virtual community.
And it's hilarious. I remember sitting in the movie theater when they had a trailer for the movie coming up. And the VeggieTale characters start singing it, and I just keep going with the whole song. Listen, Capsized Empire closes with Sinners in the Hand. It gives Rusty Ship a chance to call listeners to Christ. Is that your overriding purpose of the band?
In some ways, yes, in a specific sense. And definitely yes, in a more general sense. I think the overall mission of the band is to establish God's kingdom on the earth and to make the world the kind of world that God created it to be. Not to abandon the world, but own it, invest the world, redeem it, and join with God in his process of redeeming the world. And certainly bringing people to Christ is a huge part of bringing the world to shalom, since Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So, yes, and this song is definitely the most overt toward that message and that invitation that we've ever done in this band.
Well, Russ, you have done it again. Another awesome album.
Thank you.
I got to thank you so much for coming to The Antidote to tell us about it.
Thank you very much for having me and giving me the opportunity. I'm very excited for people to hear this album. And like we talked about, don't just listen to it one time. Go back and listen to it a few times. It's something to chew on and to think about.